Mr. Rebozo, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President.
BB, where are you tonight?
Well, I'm at my sister's house down the street. How are you feeling?
Just fine, just fine.
I hope you didn't call to offer me that posted cartoon.
Oh, boy, isn't that too bad? You heard the...
Horrible?
Yeah, well...
That's unreal.
Of course, we couldn't give in to the blackmail.
No way.
So I'd indicated that earlier that we wouldn't.
That's all you'd have to do, just one thing.
Well, if we gave in once, then they'd kill us. They'd do it everywhere around the world.
Yeah, everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah.
Mighty, that's horrendous.
Yeah, I was thinking, if you got, I want you to come up tomorrow and come to the Sammy Davis party and then go to Camp David with me for a day.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Get up here and then you could, stay at the White House. It's perfect. There's plenty of room.
Okay.
And then I would go to Camp David about Sunday around noon.
Okay.
Fine, but...
Is the party black tie, or...?
Yeah, bring your black tie, you know.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll think you look like a slob,
That is out of the guest.
That's right.
Black tie.
Black tie, and don't bring any mustard.
Okay. How you feeling, all right?
Oh, fine.
You would... I hate to even tell you this, but you wouldn't believe the weather we've had all week.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. It's gorgeous.
Well, that's where it is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, since we're talking, a lot of good things have happened, though, the way these POWs handle themselves, and
President,
we put it to those bastards and made them come through on that anyway.
You know, I talked to Walter Annenberg yesterday, and he is so proud. He's just so proud of that POW return, the way you handled all that. He just bursting at the seams.
That's good. Well, anyway,
all
you
right,
can
sir.
Come up and have yourself a good time,
okay,
you know.
Good.
Okay.
All right, sir. Bye.